the style of that music. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Brother John. And we shall, you'll be having another opportunity to come and bless us again. So with us, we are really, really, really blessed to have a man of God all the way from Zambia. And, you know, we are blessed to have other Zambians here with us. You know, the Chilundika. So I don't know whether you know each other. Maybe you get to acquaint yourselves after the service. But this man, I had an opportunity to just sit under his feet one day in a conference, I mean, that was organized by Apostle Darius. And he's, by the way, in absentia, I just want to thank him for allowing even the men of God to come and minister here. And I was really honestly blessed, and I know that you're going to be blessed. Amen. Bishop Banda has extensively, mightily used by God, even in Zambia. He's currently the head of TBN in Zambia. And so the Lord is using him, you know, in mighty way, mighty, mighty way, even internationally. So it's a great honor for us even to have him here in our midst. And so without any further ado, I'd like to take this opportunity and would like you guys to welcome with me the man of God to the microphone, Bishop Banda. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you stand on your feet as we welcome the man of God? Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Thank
you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a great moment that we are having in the presence of God. You can kindly sit down. I want to thank God for the man of God, the father of the house, for giving me this opportunity to share God's word. It is not easy. People today do not allow their pulpit to be exchanged anyhow. So, man of God, thank you very much. First Lady, God bless you. May God bless all the leaders of the house. I appreciate this moment. Amen. I enjoyed the praise and worship. It has been a long time I found a praise team that just carries the presence of God and ushers us to another level. Shall we give a clap offering for the praise team? This is an awesome, great team. May the Lord bless them. Today, people just sing to perform, but you could feel that these people, they are singing what they believe and they are doing God's work. Hallelujah. My name is Bishop Masanja Banda, as you have heard from the man of God. I come from Zambia, and I'm the senior pastor of Fountain of Grace Bible Church in Lusaka. And even as he said, I just host some of the programs at TBN during Terry Athorn program. The director of TBN is Apostle Daniel Pule, but God singled me out and he has connected me to him, and many programs on television, I host them and I preach on television in Zambia. Hallelujah. I thank God for that opportunity. And today I want to bless you through God's word. If you have your Bible, we can open together the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 17, and I'll be reading from verse 1. That was a powerful prayer, man of God. I really love that the way you prayed, praying for the pandemoniums going around in the world, the ISIS, the Al-Shabaab and the Boko Haram. Sometimes the church, we are quiet about these satanic pandemoniums that are happening around the world. So we thank God we need the church to go in the forefront and begin to pray and address this satanic vice. If you see on the Facebook and on the television how people have been beheaded, dismembered, many people are dying, and you begin to see, is this happening in the world? The way people died, is it in a university campus in Kenya? The students, you know, we are living in the last days and we need to prepare ourselves. And the life that we have today is a blessing from God because many people have died. If you have your Bible, shall we stand together as we read? Thank God we have. If you don't have a Bible, you can read on the PowerPoint there. Everybody, shall we stand up? If Obama enters here, everybody will stand without telling you how to stand. So now I am the captain of this ship, and you must follow what I say. Are you hearing me? If I say stand, you must stand. My authority will end when I hand over the microphone. But for now, I take charge of this ship and we will navigate and move to your next level. Hallelujah. Before we read the Bible, can you greet your neighbor? Just look at somebody and say, a miracle is about to hit your territory. Can you just greet somebody, talk to three or four people and tell them, today is your day. God is about to do supernatural manifestation in your life. Praise the Lord. Just loosen up. In the presence of the Lord, I want you to loosen up. Tell your neighbor, buckle your seatbelt, fasten your seatbelt. We are about to take off. We are about to fly higher. Oh my God. Every time you go in a plane, the captain will announce, fasten your seatbelt. We are about to take off and we'll be flying at 41,000 feet above the sea level. And they'll be able to tell you the time they will arrive at your destination. Some civilized plane will even show you the time from your source and the time to where you are going. Hallelujah. And I want to let you know, by the time the service will be over, you are going to arrive at your destination. I cannot feel you. I say, by the time the service will be over, by the time you walk out of that door, you will no longer be the same man and woman. You will begin to operate in another atmosphere of God's power. I wish that men and women in the house that are saying, that's my portion. This is my day. I don't care what my neighbor is feeling, but I have the signs in the inside of me that this is my time to cross over. Hallelujah. Verse 1, the Bible says, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the sojourners of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as Jehovah the God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand. Okay, the PowerPoint is going so fast. I was reading there, let me read my iPad. Before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Somebody say, according to my word. And the word of the Lord Jehovah came unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before the Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded. Somebody say, I have commanded. I've commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of Jehovah. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before the Jordan. And the ravens brought bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. God bless you. You can sit down. The church is so quiet, but we want to stir you a bit. We want to trouble the waters so that you can move into your miracle. Hallelujah. In the Bible, God moves with noise. He moves with noise. There must be a noise. There must be a shaking and a shift in your spirit from where you are to where you're supposed to be. Today, I want to speak about the four miracles that God will perform in your life to make your dreams for survival come true. Do I have a man and a woman in the house that says, I have a dream to survive? I have a dream to move me from where I am to where I am supposed to be. Every miracle in the Bible begins with a dream. God plants a dream in a Christian as a seed of the future that he will unfold in the life of that individual. Am I speaking to a man and a woman that says, I have a dream to survive? I have a dream to move from where I am to where I am supposed to be. Where I am right now is not my final destination, because I'm still moving forward. Help is coming on the way. My time for a supernatural turnaround is now. I came for such a man and a woman. I have come to encourage you that your God is not yet finished with you. He's about to shift you. He's about to change your life. He's about to move you into your season. I wish I have three witnesses in the house that are saying, this message belongs to me. Hallelujah. Every dispensation in the Bible, God calls a prophet. And I believe God is calling you, man of God, in such a dispensation to become become a forerunner, to become an announcer of the great works of God that is about to fulfill in the lives of men. Every miracle, every visitation in the Bible, there must be a mouthpiece. There must be a man to declare. There must be somebody that says, "Thus saith the Lord." Without "thus saith the Lord," nothing shall happen in your life. Hallelujah. Somebody say, "A prophet." You need a prophet today. You need a prophet, and I stand as a prophet in the name of Jesus. I stand in the office of the prophet. I see a world changer in your life. I see millionaires in the house. I see company owners in the house. I see men and women that God shall move from the back bench to the front row bench. I came to release you right now by the prophetic voice. I see your life moving forward. I see your business moving forward. I see my God repositioning the troops. He's bringing you in the front row page. I see your life in the spotlight. If you are that man and that woman, you can be kindly begin to say, "Hallelujah, my time to move forward is now." Somebody, can you touch your neighbor and say, "I am moving forward. I am tired of the back page. My time to go to the front row page is now." Leaders are always forward. They don't stay behind. That's why the bishop is in the front row bench, so that he can lead. My time to be at the back is over. It is my time to move forward. Can I have a church in the house? Somebody is moving forward. I see your business moving forward. I see your marriage moving forward. Your finances are moving forward. Your time to appear in the front row bench is now. Oh my God. Am I in the wrong church? You know, we are used Pentecostals. When the word of God is coming, you begin to feel a vibration in your bones. You begin to feel, it's my time to move. My Kairos moment has come. This is God's ordained time to shift your life to the next level. The prophet Elijah went to the king Ahab. He went to the palace. He went to the government parliament. And he declared in the hearing of Ahab. And he said, "As long as Jehovah liveth, before whom I stand, there will neither be any rain or dew until at my word." Somebody say, "At my word." He was showing him that I have the word of God in my life. And the word has the power to start something or stop it. Oh my God, oh my God. This means, as a believer, at my word, certain things can start happening, and at my word, certain things can be stopped. Oh my God, I wish that men in the house, I stand right now as a prophet, I stop the poverty in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say, "Yes." Every poverty from your mother, I stop it. Every sickness, I stop it. The man of God said, "According to my word." Words carry the power. Words create a new life. Words can open your future. I declare by fire, may your life move. May you connect to the word that shall shift you from where you are to where you are supposed to be. Can I have witnesses in the house that are saying, "This nonsense must stop in my life. What killed my parents will never kill me. Where they stopped, I shall start. Where they failed, I shall succeed." I thought that five witnesses in the house that are saying, "I begin to prophesy. I begin to declare, enough is enough. I will not end like this. I am still going forward." Somebody touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, my life is about to change. Next week I'll come with a testimony. I begin to speak words of life. According to my words, my God is able to confirm certain things in my life. Words of power. I say words of power. Elijah said, "According to my words." He didn't say according to God's word. "According to my word." It means, you know, in the beginning God spoke, "Let there be light," and there was light. It means words create. Some of you are where you are because you killed yourself by the words that came out of your mouth. When you talk to your children, tell them you are doctors, you are medical doctors, you are engineers, you are prophets, you are successful. You never struggle like the way I struggled, because you are releasing a future upon your second generation. If the devil held the first generation, he will never mess with my children. If I failed in the high school, my children will become graduates. Do I have a parent in the house that says my children will never be limited? I open a future for them. I declare prophetically, this church is going forward. I release the power of growth, the power of influence, the power of financial grace. I wish that the members in the house that are saying we are rising up will never be put down by the devil. We are moving on to the next level. We are coming in the front row bench. Somebody say yes. This is your time to break loose. Touch your neighbor, say break loose right now. Break loose from mediocre life. Break loose from complacency. Move into significance. Oh my God. Things of God need violence. They need you to change your language. Touch your neighbor, say change your language. You know, man of God, in the Bible, prophets were called mad men. Why mad? Because what they spoke never made sense. A prophet comes to a poor man and say, you are a millionaire. And somebody say, how? Two men came for prayers to me. One was working a very good job. The other guy didn't have a job. When I was praying for them, prophecy hit my tongue and I released certain words upon the man who was not working. I said, in the next 6 months from now, you will drive a very expensive Mercedes Benz. God bless you. The guy was working. He said, how? He has no job. That prophecy is for me, because I can get a loan. I am positioned in the market. This man is not connected anywhere. But it never made sense then. Even me as a prophet, the devil started talking to me. Did you hear what you said to that man? Don't you know you missed the target? You could have told the other guy. Hallelujah. I told the devil, I said, even me, I don't know how it will happen, but God knows. I am not standing on my own. I stand in the office and I speak what he tells me. Even if it doesn't make sense now, it shall make sense tomorrow. Somebody touch your neighbor, say, my life can never make sense now, but it shall make sense tomorrow. My God shall move in my life. Even if I'm not educated, he is able to make me a millionaire. Even if I don't have what it takes, when God says yes, there is no man that can say no. Do I have witness on this side? May God lift you up. May God change your story. Your tomorrow is better than your today. It doesn't matter where you are. Do not allow people to judge you where you are now, because you are still going forward. I declare as a prophet, the time to break loose is now. The time to rise up is now. I wish that the church in the house, the saying, we come to the empowerment temple. The place of empowerment is now. When you come to be empowered, you come with faith. When you come to be empowered, you come with confidence. Mashaka yande rebosa. Certain things of God, you must begin to act as if you are mad. You don't need to make sense to your neighbor. You must just believe what God is doing. Even if your neighbor says you are going crazy, they don't know what you are feeling. They don't know what you are carrying. You are carrying seeds of destiny. You are carrying a company in your spirit. You are carrying a great ministry in your spirit. They judge you by the physiognomy. They don't know the spirit that is releasing upon your life. Oh my God. People called me a failure in Zambia. They said, this pastor is going nowhere. He has no dream. I had only 4 members in the church. When the praise team comes to sing, there is no one on the benches because the pastor is on the keyboard. My wife is singing as a head member of the praise team. And the few, then there's no one there. But we practice 3 times a week to go and sing to the empty benches. Hallelujah. One pastor called me, said, just quit ministry. Join your neighbors. There is another church in another classroom. You cannot make it. That class is bombarded by devils. You are not called into ministry. Ministry nowadays is tough. You never go anywhere. When they were saying that negative nonsense, I went in the mountain and I started speaking positively. According to my word, I will never die like this. Where they failed, I shall manifest. Where they said I'll never go, they shall see me. My face will be on the national television. My face will be on the billboards. My God will take me to nations. At that time, it never made sense. But now I am in the manifestation. Oh my God. Oh my God. They see on the Facebook flyers, Phoenix, Arizona, Maryland, Orlando, Florida. They see Dallas, Texas. They begin to wonder, this man, is he selling drugs? Where did he get this connection? They were not there. When I was pregnant, when I felt the pain, when I went to the house of the Lord and said, God, change my life. I prophesy. I am moving forward. I don't want to be at the back. I believe this is an empowerment temple. It is a place to be empowered. When you come to church, you come to be charged. You come to be filled. You come to be released. Empowerment Christian Center. This is a church, isn't it?
Yes.
When a phone loses strength by its battery, what do? You charge.
Yes.
You plug it on.
Yes.
Touch your neighbor and say, plug yourself on right now. Come on, plug yourself on to the anointing. Some of your battery has died. You are outside coverage because the devil has killed your strength spiritually. But you can charge yourself in this service. Only 10 minutes can give you a full coverage. It can give you strength to arise. The power of the Holy Spirit is here to change your life. I came as a prophet to declare upon you, the help is on the way. 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 There is help. When the prophet declared that word, he made one mistake. Because he stopped what feeds him himself. He commanded the rain to stop until at his word. And every food we eat comes from where? The rain. Then God knew he has made a blunder. He will die, but I will make a sustenancy provision for him. God, you know, things of God does not need to make sense. Don't think of tomorrow. When you declare, just declare now. Tomorrow shall take care of itself. We have many believers that want to go on the calculator and begin to look and make a budget for the whole year. Sometimes God wants to surprise you. He wants to come upon your budget. He wants to increase your life. It is when you begin to walk by faith and not by sight. When you walk by faith, tomorrow shall take care of itself. Can I have believers and witnesses in the house? They can say, even if the economy is going down, I shall make it. Even if many people are going back to Africa because there are no jobs in the USA. Life is tough. You can make it. They are going, but you are staying. Touch your neighbor. Say, I am staying. I declare by fire, your papers and documents are coming. By the anointing of the Lord, your business will go to the top. You came all the way to make a living. May God appear in your life. May God change your story. May God fix it you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He made a mistake. The rain stopped. Sausages, cow, beef, miracle, whatever you call them, they come from the rain. Then God said, turn eastward. Look at your neighbor, say, turn eastward. Every miracle, there must be a turnaround in your life. He said, turn eastward. It means it's going in a wrong direction. There is a way that I have provided, and turn eastward and go to the river of Cherith. Go there and sit, because I have commanded a ravine. Somebody say, I've commanded. To command means I've given instruction to a certain creature that shall come to feed you there. Hello. Are you hearing me? I see God commanding people to come and take care of your life. God said, I've commanded a ravine. Now, if you have the internet and you can manage to grasp the picture of a raven, a bird, which is black, please, you can bring it on the screen there. I will appreciate. But if you don't worry. Somebody say, ravine.
A raven is a bird of prey. Is a bird in the class of an eagle, and it eats. Are you hearing me? It feeds on meat. It is a bird in the Bible, in Leviticus, called a dead animal. It is not among the clean animals that God used, but it is in the class of the pigs and the things that are dirty and symbolizes demons. Now let me shock you a bit. When God wants to bless you, sometimes he will use people that are not Christians to bless you. I prophesy Muslims are coming to bless you. They are going to give you business contact. He will never use a righteous vessel that you've been expecting. Help is coming. He said, I will command a raven, a black bird. It shall feed you in the morning and in the evening. I declare by fire, your enemies are coming to feed you. I wish I had a witness in the house. There is a bird that is flying with your miracle. It is coming to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody touch your neighbor, say, help is on the way. Can you look at that bird? Does it look like an angel? It looks like who? The devil, isn't it? Now, how does a righteous God say, I will command a raven? In Leviticus, he told Moses, this covine bird, like the vulture, the ravens are dirty, and you must not eat them or offer them as sacrifice. The pig, they are dirty. Don't use them. But when his purpose is about to be fulfilled, he doesn't care. He will use anything. I say God will use anything. Drug dealers are coming to fund this ministry. May God open doors. The people that have blinded as a black sheep, may God raise them up. Maybe in your family you are the black sheep of your family. You are a raven of your generation. I declare this morning, my God is commanding you. You are going to carry instructions from heaven in the name of Jesus. Somebody say yes. May God lift the people that the world have said, you are sinners, you can never achieve anything. My God says, I have commanded a raven to feed you there. There is help coming upon you. When other people are dying, you shall not die, because there is a bird coming. It has instructions from above. In the name of Jesus, my God is about to use winged creatures to fly with your blessing. Oh my God. Why didn't he use a lion? A lion can sometimes miss the direction. Why didn't he use an elephant? It walks slowly. Why didn't he use a snake and put venom on the food? And God says, I know the quickest transport to use. I shall use air transport, because my prophet has an emergency need. Can I prophesy upon you? Help is flying to you. It will not delay. Whatever the devil is doing, your help is on the way. Somebody say yes. It is your season to move to your next level. The devil is a liar. By the power of the Holy Spirit, your miracle will never delay. Your marriage will never delay. Winged creatures are flying. They are coming upon your life. There is an automation anointing. Automation means aerodynamic. Aerodynamic means flying above. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor, say, my transport is changing. Do you believe your transport is changing? Winged creatures will fly to a destination. I say winged creatures. On the road, you have got about 3 vehicles which can never be stopped at any time. Number 1, police vehicle. Number 2, ambulance. Number 3, fire engine. These vehicles do not obey road rules. They break road rules. When the traffic lights are red, they pass. Everyone, when you hear the siren, they say pull over, because they have an emergency in their vehicle. I see angels in the emergency department. They are coming with your miracle. It shall not delay. There is no devil's traffic light that shall stop your path, because you have an emergency victory coming upon you. you. Can I prophesy to five people? Your miracle is an emergency. In the next 7 days from now, somebody in the house shall testify. What took somebody 7 years, it shall be yours in the next 7 months. What took somebody 25 years, it shall be yours in 2.5 years. Do I have a witness in the house? Somebody say yes. Help is coming upon you. It shall not delay. It shall not delay. It shall not delay. Money is coming upon you. It will not delay. Marriage breakthrough is coming. Can I prophesy upon a single woman? Next year, by this time, you shall be married. You shall have a testimony because help is on the way.
Hallelujah. First miracle. Somebody say first miracle. The first miracle that God performed on this bird, number one, is that food is supposed to be transferred from one table to another table. If you see this table of the bishop, there are drinks and there are refreshments, but the table of the woman of God this side has only a Bible and the toys which can never eat. And then what happens? God commands a raven. It knows someone who is having. Oh, praise the Lord. You can see the man of God. He's doing the transfer. He's in the raven place now. Oh my God. What does it mean? God knows that this bird, number one, cannot cook. It can't bake bread. But he says it will bring you what? Bread and meat in the morning. Bread and meat in the afternoon. It can bring meat, but what about bread? It has to bake. It has to take wheat and pound it and make flour and bake it and put all the confectionery ideas and make a cake and make the pancakes and whatever, you know, the burrito, and then bring it to the prophet. But now this bird is not a chef, but it knows there is someone in the vicinity who is having a party, who has a table that has everything. And that bird, because it is an armed robber, it is a bandit, it knows to find its way and to take from the table of the millionaire and shift it to the man and the servant of the Lord. I cannot feel you. I cannot feel you. May God right now, somebody's table is about to be plundered. My God shall take money from one table and bring it to yours by the power of the Holy Spirit. He shall send a raven to go and steal somewhere and bring the blessing to you. Mayweather, now he's celebrating with those money. A voucher is about to land there. Take the bunch of money and take it to the servant of the Lord. There is a transfer coming upon you. I declare by fire, there is a transfer coming upon you. God used this bird, because we call it a bird of premonition, meaning that this bird, when it comes at a village in Africa, and it begins to hover and make clicking sounds, it means someone will die in the next 3 days. Because it has got the prophetic intrinsic power in it to know and be able to smell death, to smell that someone will die and the body will be meat. It will come to wait for that person to die. The people that God used to come and bless you, they have the prophetic power how to make money. He will not use animals that are dull. He will use animals that have a prophetic power. That's why you need to be in a prophetic ministry. Because prophets were able to smell your miracle. We are able to smell your breakthrough. And I can smell by the spiritual nostril. There is a saint coming of victory. There is a fragrance of a breakthrough. There is a celebration coming upon you. And one day Elijah spoke to Ahab, I hear a sound of abundance. But Ahab was hearing nothing, but the prophet was able to go in the spiritual ear and assume the noise of the rain that shall hit the ground in the next 7 days. Oh my God, I wish that men and women in the house that are saying, that's my portion. I smell favor coming upon you. I smell healing coming upon you by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why I am wearing black suit. I stand in the office of a voucher to transfer favor upon you, to transfer miracles upon you. Do you allow me to be a voucher this morning? Can I release a raven anointing upon you? I bring favor upon you. Somebody is about to be plundered because your life is about to
to receive. Somebody say, I receive it, I receive it. Begin to receive right now. God has commanded me to bring you bread and meat in the morning and in the evening. You will never sleep hungry. Help is on the way. There is a parcel coming. Winged creatures are flying. They shall come to your house and bless you. Miracle number two. Somebody say miracle number two. God bridled the appetite of this bird because it also survives on meat. So he bridled it, the appetite. He tied it and muzzled the bird so that now it can take the meat to the prophet. Unless one millionaire loses appetite for their money, you can never have it. If the bishop does not lose the thirst and the quenching of this fluid, this woman will never refresh. But I declare and I prophesy, he has now nausea. He can never drink and take any more, because now every parcel, he shall pass it there. He eats it every day, but there is a bridling God. He's coming to bridle his appetite. He comes to force him into fasting because it's a time to enjoy. Begin to drink, woman of God. Enjoy, enjoy. This is a prophetic. Drink the water, drink the anything, whatever you want, just drink. Drink, you are blessed, you are blessed. This is what happens. Now this table has been transferred from here to this table. Now it is rich. And anyone comes and say, where is the bishop? They'll come to the woman of God because the table shows the potential. Some of you, your life has been empty. I prophesy. There is a power. There is a consignment coming. There is a miracle coming. You will never be empty any longer. You shall carry something in your life. Do I have five witnesses in the house that says, that's my portion? My God will lift me up. He shall bless me. He shall come and fill my house with all good and precious things. The Bible says, through wisdom a house is built. By understanding, the rooms are filled by all good and pleasant riches. I release pleasant riches are coming. You'll be the one to drive the most expensive cars because my God is lifting you up. You shall dwell in the suburbs because God is changing your story. Somebody said there is a shift right now. Millionaires will lose appetite because it's your time to eat. They'll never dress. It is your time to dress. They'll never drive. It is your time to drive. Hallelujah. In Africa, I didn't have a car. I walked to the mountain for 20 years on foot, about 3 kilometers every day, to go and pray and worship God. When I was walking, I was saying, God, one day I'll drive to this mountain. I'll drive to this mountain. And one day, one young man came to me and said, Bishop, I have something to show you and I have something to give you. I thought it was a suit because I was never familiar with big things coming into my life. I saw people give me bread, give me a chicken, give me tomatoes and onions, but they never gave me something that can cheer my soul. So I said, it is in town. I said, why do you keep things in town? He said, let's go tomorrow. It took me tomorrow, the next day, in a garage where there are many vehicles. I said, oh, maybe as a suit in one of the boots of this vehicle. And he took me to one Land Rover. And he said, Bishop, this is my Range Rover. I said, okay. And he said, do you want it? I said, of course. He said, it is yours. I wanted to lift it from my hands. It has never happened in my life. A voucher now has transferred blessings in my soul. I called my wife. I said, darling, where are you? She said, I'm with a taxi somewhere in town. I said, tell the taxi man to bring you to this garage and we'll pay him because your journey now starts to drive your own vehicles. Oh my God. It's Range Rover V8 machine. When the sound rolls, it's when Bishop is coming, she knows about when I'm far off about a quarter mile because the vehicle has a unique and peculiar sound. The neighbor's vehicles come incognito, but mine introduces itself because it has the power. I prophesy upon you, your miracle will never be small. It shall be great. Your neighbors shall hear you a mile coming because what God is going to give you is not comparable. It is something that is is unique. It is something that has a sound coming upon you. Oh my God. Oh my God. I think the man of God, where is the man of God from Zambia? He knows in Zambia, in Kaunda Square, where are you? In Zambia, Kaunda Square, no one can drive a Range Rover. I was the first pastor to park a V8 machine. Somebody came to me and said, they will steal your car. I said, no one can steal this vehicle because it's peculiar. We will know it, we'll catch it one time. It's not a Toyota Corolla where you go to a parking lot, you begin to say, where is mine? And you begin to read on the number plates. No. A Range Rover, it's high, number one. Number two, it's big. Immediately, I come out of the shopping complex, I see it because it's above other vehicles. I prophesy there is a marriage breakthrough coming. My God shall bring a man that shall be peculiar than other men. He shall take you where other husbands don't go with their wives. Oh my God. He bridled the appetite of the young man to give me the Range Rover. He said, this vehicle is yours. I said, but don't you love it? He said, you are my bishop and I give it to you. I said, why don't you give it to your pastor? Because it doesn't congregate with me. He said, no, my pastor do not deserve it. It is yours. Oh my God. I said, you are not a member of my church. Why do you give me such a big blessing? He said, some people came and said, be careful, maybe Satanism. You know, in Africa, a lot of money, they say Satan. Little money, they say Holy Ghost. Why do you associate the devil with plenty? God says, I'll give you overflowing fullness, extremely plenty of a sufficient supply. What God gives you is not small. He will give you to overflow. As if that was not enough, another young man came from London and he came to me and said, Bishop, I have something to give you. I can't park it in my garage anymore. I said, what is it? He said, it's a Pajero V6. I said, Rakabosikayandaravos. I said, hey, bring it now. When it came, I blessed my wife. I said, from your family, when we were marrying, they said, we are married to a poor pastor. You will not live well. You are going to be envying your sisters that will be living well, that will be married to medical doctors. I said, can you drive this V6 machine? I drive a V8, you have a V6. Go to your mother and greet them and come back. She went with a big machine. And when she landed there, the relative said, who gave you this car? And said, it's mine. It's my husband gave it to me. And they said, oh, God has come through for your family. Yes. Do you think our God does not answer prayer? Your miracle is on your way. Your enemies shall see your success. In the mighty name of Jesus, the people that thought you go nowhere, they shall witness the power and the miracle of God over your life. Hallelujah. Point number three. I said number one is what? If you're writing. Number one, food was transferred from one table to the other. Number two, God bridled the appetite of the bird. Number three, he induced fear out of this bird to go and reach man. Normally, this bird is not a domestic bird. It is a bed of prey and it stays in the forest and in the thicket. It has nothing to do with man. It can never come like a dove and sit on your shoulder. Even you, you'll be afraid of the bed by the way it appears, because it is a spooky appearance. The apparition of this bird is Satan himself. So whenever you see it by your yard, you chase it away. But when God is involved, he removes fear from that bed and it will come closer to where you are and give you what God has commanded. Can I prophesy to you today? Do you know that millionaires are afraid of the poor? They don't want to talk with them. They know the poor are wasteful, number one. They have no mind of responsibility. They have no mind of accountability. It is from the hands to the mouth. They cannot manage business. That's why the rich go and live very far from the poor, because they don't want to contaminate their yard with your poverty. When millionaires are looking for a church, they go to T.G. Jakes and Joe Austin. And when they go there, they go and write big checks, offerings, $1 million. The small church, they fear the pastor will eat and run off the money. These people are not kind. I can't go there. But God is involved. Millionaires will walk into this church. They will not be afraid of your poverty. When God is involved, be business contracts are coming to you. Government will never fear to give you papers. They will not be afraid to give you contracts because the power of the sovereign God is involved to make you rich. Somebody say, it is my portion. Favor and help is on the way. The devil will never scare the people that are carrying your blessings. This bed shall come right to your doorstep and it shall deliver to you. It was a fled before, but when God is involved, it shall come and become a friend to you because it is your season. Somebody touch your neighbor. This is my season. I am living in my season. Poor people are feared even by their own relatives. When a poor person knocks at the gate, they say, tell him we are busy. And they give you small amounts of money. Sometimes before you borrow, they give you because they want to chase you. You are alive, they say, you found us. Go. Here is the 20 bags. Sort yourself out. Are you hearing me? That's why the rich attract the fellow rich people. And life is a circle and classification. Even right now, the people that are here, if we say go outside and make friends, those that are poor will attract one another, and some powers will just bring them together, and all of them will begin to complain. Single women also, they will just attract themselves, and those that were disappointed, they will know the path of the friend and connect. The rich also, no one will introduce them. They'll know that we rule. And they'll just go out to the other side and talk big language. I was in Orlando. I'm going to New York. From New York, I'll be going out. Somebody will say, my containers are coming from Dubai, from Thailand. That will be their language. If a poor person listens to that language, they'll say it's pride. Oh, my God. That man has pride. He's talking to me about containers. I need a chicken. But when God is involved, the rich will understand your language. Number four, and I'll be closing. Somebody say number four. Number four, this bed, he gave it coordinates, tangents, and cosines to chart the course and fly 6 miles north, 1.5 miles west, and another 0.5 miles southwest, exactly to locate where the prophet was sitting in the thickest forest. He gave it the GPS and went in the mind and the medulla oblongata of that bed and gave it the address, northwest, southeast, 6 miles north. Then the first tree, tall one, 10. Change your flight attitude from 30,000, come now to 10,000. When you fly for another mile, another your attitude, drop it down to 10 feet from the ground. And there is a big sycamore tree, you will see my prophet seated there. Some people looking for blessings, they change churches. This church, I can't be blessed. Let me go to another church. He will locate you where you are. Wherever you are, he shall locate you. It doesn't matter. You don't need to change churches. You don't need to change your address. He knows your name. He knows where you stay. Your miracle shall locate you right in the place where you are. When God tells you to go there, help is coming in the place God has directed you. How many folks are changing to the places? They are rolling stones. This day they're in that church. The other day in that church, they follow prophets anyhow. But I came to prophesy. Stay right where you are. A miracle shall come in your territory. Somebody touch your neighbor and say, stay where you are. Don't change. Don't move. God never told the prophet to follow the vulture. He's going to land in thickets and pricked by the thorns of the forest. He commanded the ravens to follow him. Your car will follow you. Your marriage will follow you. One single daughter in our church, we're about 7. She came openly to me and said, Bishop, I'm changing the church. I said, why? She said, in your church, there are no single men, number one. Number two, all the males that are here are small boys. I cannot be married. I am going to that 60,000 church member. Somebody will see me. I said, wait, hold on a minute. You said you're going to a 6,000 member church. I said, do you know there are also 3,000 single girls there? You will also go and exacerbate the numbers there. Stay here. And she said, who is going to marry me? I said, favor will locate you where you are. Your husband will find you right where you are. You don't need to change because this is a small church. Stay in the anointing and help is on the way. 6 months after I spoke that word, she met a good Samaritan at the border. Not in church. At the border. A revenue officer looked at a person and said, you have exaggerated the price. Come on. Stand on the other side, not knowing the man has been mesmerized by her beauty. Everybody was cleared and they say, you, these prices are not the ones. Where are the original receipts? Oh, no, me, I'm just a poor lady. I'm single. The man has ticked in his heart. Oh, she's single. She's single. You are lying. Such a beautiful woman. You are single. I am single. You can even call my pastor. Do you go to church? Yes. Who is your pastor, Bishop Banda? Can you give me your pastor's number? Because I want to verify certain things in your life. Hallelujah. When the man went out, he called me. Do you have a member by the name so-so? I said, yes, she's my member in church. She's very dedicated. What's the problem? I said, nothing, son. No problem. The man went to buy a drink and some takeaway and brought it to the young girl who was waiting to be jailed, but now she received a parcel to eat. And the man said, where do you stay? Your receipts, I'll bring them back to Rusaka. Give me your address. We'll come and talk this story in there at home. When the man came, he proposed, will you marry me? And he said, I thought you have come to talk about revenue. He said, the revenue I'm talking is about yourself. And where are your parents? She came to me and said, Bishop, there is somebody who is trying to make stories with me. I said, no, your miracle has come. And she is now married. May God locate you by the power of the Holy Spirit. May God, wherever you are, help is coming upon you. You shall meet your miracle on the plane, in the shopping malls, on the highways. Your miracle is coming. Everybody stand up where you are right now. I'm about to close and I want to pray only for 3 or 4 people that are saying, Bishop, I believe this message is for me and I want you to lay your hands upon me that God can position me and send that Raven to come and bless me. I only need 3 or 4 people, not all of you, but that one woman and that one man that says my life has been a struggle. Run forward quickly. I want to lay hands on you and I go. Rakausika and the man of God, do we have anointing oil in the house? Praise the Lord. One usher, find my cufflink. I think it dropped somewhere. The voucher maybe was trying to get my cufflink and throw it somewhere. But it will be found somewhere. I don't know. But it is well. Yeah, I want to lay hands on you, beloved. The power of God will come upon you and change your story. The same God that opened the doors for me, that today I am a voice on the national television. And I am now an intercontinental speaker, a man that was swaddled in poverty. But now he gave me a V8 machine, V6 machine, and he's just opening doors for transport. I now fly on planes every 4 days. I'm on a plane to one state to another and moving forward. I was a man who was going on buses, but God changed my story. Some of you came to the U.S., but things just are tough now than you thought. But my God is a miracle working God. By the power and the grace that is upon this house and this oil, as I put it and anoint you on your forehead and in your hands, every chain shall be broken. I declare by fire, the presence of the Lord is about to shift you from your struggle to significance. This is a time when you are in the presence of God as we anoint you. Maybe the Lord has laid it upon your heart to sow a seed, to connect to the 4 breakthroughs. I don't want to give you an amount. It's upon your heart. God is going to bless you. Sometimes connection happens when you take the charger and put it on the wall to your phone for the power to flow from the source into your phone. Are you hearing me, saints? Are you hearing me, saint?
Man of God, come and you, we want to just pray for your beautiful congregation. Why now? Lift up your hands and begin to declare and pray to God. I came to prophesy upon you, man. I see God touching you. The power of the Lord. Where are the people that will stand behind? Somebody come and stand behind. Take your miracle. The chains are broken. I see you as a world changer. Receive the power. Receive. 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 Take your miracle now. Your struggles are over. I see a powerful woman. You are about to break new territories. I declare as a prophet, your struggles are over. Take it, mama. Take it. Take it. This woman has a great heart. Lift up, lift up, lift up. Bring her. Bring her here. Mom, the Lord is saying your tears is going to wipe them out. Whatever made you cry, he's taking it out. I've seen generational cases broken. There's a great woman in you. Take that anointing. Receive it. It is yours. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let me anoint her hands. Let me anoint her hands. Your hands will handle favor. I declare, man, your season for laughter is now. Get the power, the anointing to lead, the power to be a trendsetter in life. This man will go very far. I'm breaking every chain that has limited you. You have got big dreams, but there have been battles in your life. I hear God say, tell my son, I am sending a raven. It is bringing your miracle. Take it right now. Take it right now in the name of Jesus. You anointed, man. You anointed. Stand behind him. You anointed. Take that anointing. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. You anointed. I see favor. In the next 21 days, you shall testify. Father, in the power of this oil, I anoint this woman. I see a river in you. It's breaking right now. I see the power of God taking you to another level. There is a great woman in you. There is a powerful woman. There is a Deborah. Receive the power. Take it now. Take it now. You are pregnant of destiny. Receive, mama. Receive. This woman, she's going to save God. There is a great anointing upon her. Your financial struggles are over, sir. This man is anointed for business. Your hands, whatever you touch, Rakababa, receive the flow of God. I anoint you for victory. Get your breakthrough now. Your story shall change. This oil shall put you on the pedestal to greatness. Freedom has come upon you, mama. Freedom has come. I see freedom. I see you loosed. You are coming out of that prison. Step out. Step out. Step out. Right now, step out. Step out. There is a fire now moving in your bones. It's moving in your soul, in your spirit. God is saying it's shifting you to another level. There is a raven coming, bringing your blessing. My God shall thrill your life with victories and tremendous breakthroughs. A heart of hospitality in you. From today, this woman is a leader in life. You will lead and pioneer. All the chains are broken. I see three doors opening upon you. Door number one, financial door. Number two, academic door in your family. Number three, the favor of God shall continue to move you from the back to the front row bench. Receive that anointing. At the gallery, it was 1, 2, 3, take it. Oh yes, it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Lift up your hands, mama. I bless you and I bless your children. Every struggle in the family lineage is over. This oil shall move you into your next level. The chains are broken. There is a valiant woman in your spirit. May you break and move into your season. Struggles are over. This oil shall give you power to become a leader and a trendsetter. You will do what people fail to do in your family.
this oil shall empower you. I declare in the next 90 days, there is a testimony coming upon you. Whatever was blocking your path has been removed. May you receive the favor of the Lord. You shall live and not die young. Every devil that killed your relatives and everyone in your ancestral lineage, it will never kill you. May you receive the gift of life and favor. It's yours. Receive breakthrough, Mama. Receive it. There is a flow of God's power. Receive it. Receive it. Right now, something is happening. Take it. Take. Take. Take it, Mama. Take it. You fly higher. The Raven anointing has come to shift you in your family. Receive it, the supernatural. Take it. No. Take it. Take it. Take it. It's yours. Oh. You'll never be the same. Anoint your feet. Anoint your feet. Remove those shoes. Remove the shoes, Mama. Anoint a man of God. Take a deep breath in. Breathe in. Breathe out. Something is leaving you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Go. Satan, come out of this woman by fire. Your feet are loosed. Rakababababa. Get your breakthrough, Mama. Receive it. Receive it. Receive your miracle. Get your breakthrough. There is a fighter in your spirit. I see a woman that is a fighter. Every dream you have been fighting for, my God says, is raising you up. I see authority in your life, the power to command things to happen right now. Get that mantle, the power from above. Receive it. Oh, it's yours. There is a shifting in your spirit. Receive it, woman of God. Receive it. There is a shift coming upon you. Take it by faith. By faith. By faith. Power on you, power over you, all over your life. May God shift you, move your life from struggle to significance. I declare open doors. I declare ministry in your life. I declare the favor of the Lord shall locate you. Get your breakthrough, daughter. Get it. There is a lifting upon your life coming. Receive your breakthrough. Receive your breakthrough. Your season to cross over is now. Your season for life is now. Whatever the devil has killed, I give it life. Yes. There is a resurrection power. Arise right now. Whatever has fallen in your life, may God bring it to life. Lift up your hands, Mama. Lift up your hands. Receive favor. Receive promotion. I see promotion coming upon you. In the few weeks from now, I see 21 days, 3 weeks, there shall be a testimony. I have no idea what it is, but God says He's going to do it. I bind that devil from your mother family. I command it to go. Spirits of people that died, they will never interfere with your dreams. May God change your story and shift you. You are blessed in the land, in the city, in the country. Anoint her feet. I see this woman. She will go very far. All your struggles are over. Those that oil on your feet is anointing for speed. Receive speed. Financial speed. Take it when a speed has come. Take it. Take it. Take. Take speed. Right now, receive it. Receive it. The chain is broken. Get the speed from above. You shall run and not grow weary. You shall walk and not faint. Where your relatives stopped, you shall prevail. Take it. I see God wiping your tears. Whatever's made you cry and mourn in the night, there have been sorrowful moments in your life. God saying He's changing the platform. He's healing your heart. Receive your miracle now. Get your breakthrough. This is your season. I hear God say, you shall be celebrated. Celebration is coming your way. Crossover anointing. Father, anoint this man. And give him double for his trouble. Every trouble that you went through, I see double coming. We declare your hands will feed many people and mend many broken foundations. We declare that where you are, this is not where you're supposed to be, but there is a shift coming. There is good news coming along your way. There is a voucher and a raven bringing your miracle. We declare that next year by this time, there shall be a great testimony in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. You are blessed. Lift up your hands. You are blessed.
Receive the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God has answered your prayer that you cried to him day and night. I see God answering your prayer. Take that miracle. Take it. Take it. The power of God is all over you. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled. I said be filled with power from on high. The anointing of an intercessor. The anointing of a prophetess. Break loose by fire. The river is flowing right now. Shabba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. Can you put your hand on the barriers? The river is flowing. Receive it. Receive it. The river is flowing. The river is flowing. Yes. Flow right now. Flow, river. Flow. 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 You are pregnant of destiny in the name of Jesus. I'm finishing right now. You are blessed, sir. You are blessed. He gives you the power in the market arena. I see the market respond to your voice. Whatever was your heart to do shall be easy now. I'm seeing you handling favor in the market arena. There is a market anointing upon you. Receive it. Take it, sir. Take it. It's yours. Receive it. We anoint you by fire. Anoint his palms, man of God. I declare this oil upon you. It opens doors for your life. You will never lack. You will never struggle. You will never be limited. You will never be disappointed. God says no more delayment. No more delayment. In Jesus' name. You are blessed, mama. Hold on, hold on, hold on. You are blessed. I hear God say you are blessed. Coming in and you are blessed going out. You see good things coming your way and you shall eat the best of the land. I see God establish you and establish your family. Everybody stand up and lift up your hands. I'm closing. Father, may you bless every man and every woman. Bless this congregation. I pray that your manservant, God, is doing a great job, and this week, oh God, is spreading like fire. Every devil is broken. I release a ravine is coming, bringing your miracle. Let all the four blessings be your package through the power of the anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare, so shall it be. Mama, you have crossed over. There's a crossover anointing over your life. Whatever you have been believing God, it is done. Consider it done. There have been battles in your life. God says it's over. Are you hearing me? In your health, he will give you strength. You never struggle with blood pressure and these other diseases because God is mending your soul and is giving you favor. You never die of blood pressure. You never die of sugar diabetes because God has touched you. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. The favor of God has come upon you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Man of God, thank you very much, Bishop. You are a great man. God was telling me, I saw you preaching on the television and I saw you are a pioneer. There is an apostolic grace over your life. The anointing that God has given you is for bigger seminars and conferences. Your voice will speak to the elite, to the senators. Your voice will be heard. God will single you out and he is lifting you to a higher level. I'm seeing a great and big auditorium. The praise team that was singing in the house, they will produce a lot of DVDs and CDs that will enrich the gospel all over the world because this ministry is big. There is a great stream that I'm seeing flowing with a mighty currency. It will sweep every neighborhood and every vicinity. It will bring and people will begin to know that there is a voice. You are a voice in this generation. He has positioned you, has given you such knowledge and accuracy and the power to declare. You are a mouthpiece of God and your voice will sound in the studios and in all the television houses because your season has come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.